Philip is an intriguing character in this story. We can easily imagine his quickened steps as he hurried away from his encounter with Jesus to find his buddy, Nathanael. Andrew had the same excited response the previous day. It's earlier in that same chapter. In verse 40, it says, "One of the two who heard John speak and followed him was Andrew, Peter's brother. He first found his brother, Simon, and said to him, 'We have found the Messiah.' He brought Simon to Jesus." Both Philip and Andrew had heard something exciting. Hearing the news brought someone special to mind, and they wanted to share with that person. Maybe they thought that person needed to hear the good news, or at least they knew the other person would be interested. Andrew and Philip both quickly hurried away from Jesus to find their friend and to share their news. My family does this kind of excited telling thing with regularity. My mom will email me when she comes across something that she knows I'll like, a book or a conversation or a person. My dad will clip out an article about it and put it in the never empty Debbie pile. My husband Glenn will call me so that I can turn on the interview, maybe on Diane Rehm, or look something up on the computer, something he has just discovered himself. Our boys will bombard me with their excitement as soon as I walk in the door from church. Their good news will come bubbling out about a new Lego architecture set they found, or a fun game they played in PE, or this happens quite often, a new discovery they made or something they built on Minecraft. For all of these special people in my life, they have news that they must share. Let's find Debbie. Let's tell her. She will want to hear this. I definitely appreciate that. Likely we all can think of a time recently that we've been on the sharing end. A movie we've just seen, a book we've just read, a new restaurant or a recipe we've tried. We're excited and we want to share that goodness with someone else. We can't keep it to ourselves. Psychotherapist Anne Claypool Beard says that when we share these important discoveries, we do so out of our spirit of generosity. She reflects that when we are spiritually healthy, we want to share the good things that happen and we want to turn them into gifts for others. She contends that this behavior is a vital part of what it means to be made in the image of God. This generosity that we experience is what Philip experienced in our passage. When Philip was invited by Jesus, the generous one, to follow him, he must have felt that that news was too good not to share. And so he shared that gift of Jesus with Nathanael. Anne Claypool Beard writes about this sharing, "I think that we are never closer to the primal joy of existence than when we let the flow of grace come into us gratefully and move out through us generously. For it is when our blood stops circulating that our bodies get sick. It is when money is hoarded and does not move around in the economy that a financial depression sets in. It is when bodies of water are stagnant that not much life can be found." These examples suggest to her that the true richness of being made in the image of God can thrive only in a spirit of generosity. Jesuit priest and spiritual writer Anthony DeMello, in his book, The Song of the Bird, told a story about such generosity. A holy man reached the outskirts of a village one night and settled down under a tree for the remainder of the evening. A villager came running up to him and said, the stone, give me the precious stone. What stone? Asked the holy man, or the sannyasi. The villager said, last night the Lord Shiva appeared to me in a dream and told me that if I went to the outskirts of the village at dusk, I should find a sannyasi who would give me a precious stone, a stone that would make me rich forever. The sannyasi rummaged around in his bag and pulled out a stone. He probably meant this one, he said, and he handed the stone over to the villager. I found it on the forest path some days ago. You can certainly have it. The man looked at the stone in wonder. It was a diamond. Perhaps the largest diamond in the world. It was as large as the man's head. He took the diamond and walked away. But all night long, he tossed in his bed, unable to sleep. The next morning, at the crack of dawn, he woke the holy man and said, please, give me the wealth that made it possible for you to give this diamond away so easily. Please give me the wealth that made it possible for you to give this diamond away so easily. Such a spirit of generosity. Wanting to share with others the good things that happened to us. That was what Philip felt after Jesus called to him. Jesus must have sensed Philip's spirit and so understood when Philip had to go off in search of Nathanael before Philip actually followed Jesus. Notice how Philip's spirit continues to shine even after sharing the news with Philip, with Nathanael. Nathanael didn't react as Philip had. He wasn't convinced. Instead, he scoffed and he made a dismissive remark. Can anything good come out of Nazareth? Philip, instead of making a quick and snide comeback, instead of getting defensive, instead of walking away angry or hurt, vowing never to share anything with Nathanael again, instead of any of that, Philip responded out of his still generous spirit. Come and see, Philip said. Philip was so convinced that what he had found would be a gift for Nathanael that he did not give up. He invited him to come and try on this good news for himself. Sometimes we try that with the good news that we have, that we share with friends and family. I know you'll like that movie. Trust me, even though it has your least favorite actor, I'll go with you. Or, I'll loan you my book. I'm sure that you'll really like the story. Or, let's try that restaurant next week. I'll treat. Come and see. My guys especially like to try this with Minecraft. No, Mom, you'll really like the house that I built. It has your favorite colors. Can I just have a few more minutes of computer time so I can show you? Come and see. We generously share our enthusiasm about movies or music, about restaurants or recipes. How often do we share this generously about our faith or our church? I know that some of you do. I enjoy hearing those stories. But a lot of us say, no way. We were taught not to talk about religion and politics. This is not a good time to start. Or our friends or family will think we've gone all soft or weird or evangelical or something. We have selected a Presbyterian church after all, and Presbyterians are known as the frozen chosen, so we're comfortable here not sharing personal stuff like that. One pastor realized that it's not that Christians like us don't value our faith or that we don't have the spirit of generosity. Rather, he decided that Christians like us just need a little more practice. A little more practice at saying, "Come and see." So he and his congregation, to raise their comfort level, did an exercise over a number of weeks. He had them sit in a circle and turn to someone near them, and he asked them to share with them what toothpaste they used and why. That's it, toothpaste. Something safe, something ordinary, something that we all have experience with and opinions about. In the next few weeks, he had them share more. Why they drive the kind of car they drive. Why they root for a sports team. What they like in a political candidate. Over time, they gained practice in talking about things that mattered to them, even while sitting in church. They realized that they weren't so afraid of talking with other people about their faith. Their comfort level and confidence increased. And it all started with toothpaste. Well, I'm not going to suggest that we do that this morning, but most of us do have good reasons for the toothpaste we use, and it could be some fun dinner for eight conversations. But here's something else to talk about at dinner for eight or fling meal this week or in the parking lot after worship or in Sunday school. Share, when has church been meaningful to you and why? Where do you see God at work in your life or in the world right now? Where do you wish you could more easily see God? As we begin to have these conversations together, we gain the comfort and confidence that practice brings. And we'll more easily be able to imagine inviting someone who's not already here, to come and see. These words that Philip used and the words that we are called to share as well, they are gentle words. They're not coercive or overbearing. They're not argumentative or judgmental. We're not going to argue anyone into the kingdom of God. These words are words of invitation and promise. They're words of welcome and assurance. The spirit of generosity which underlies them is hard to miss. Come and see. Words of generosity, words of love. We have found something life transforming. We have found something that you would like, something that you would need, something that we all need. We have found the one who loves us beyond measure. The one who calls us to love one another in the same manner. It is such love that draws people in. It is not argument. Come and see. Come and share. Come and love. And people are drawn in, not because they fear what will happen to them if they don't come, but because people remember their names. They're drawn in because people sign up quickly to take food to a family who has a loved one dying. They're drawn in because honest questions are asked and encouraged, because laughter is shared and tears are shed, because phone calls and emails and cards arrive just when they are needed most, because youth and adults share in participation in leadership, because time and money and food is shared with homeless sisters and brothers, because the music lifts our souls. People are drawn in because of this love. Friends, we indeed have found something good, something life-transforming. We know that there are so many people, friends and families, neighbors and coworkers, so many people who need this gift in their lives. I challenge you. I challenge us all in a spirit of generosity, in a spirit of love, to share these simple and powerful words. Come and see. Let us pray.